It's Next Gen Farmer Day, making a difference in our community. This is Matt Brearley and Tanya Sproul with Castlegarth Farms in White Lake. Matt, Tanya, thank you so much for taking the time out to be with me today. Now, Matt, as I understand it, you're a second generation farmer yourself. Take us through how you got into agriculture.
Well, I was born into it, as most kids when they hit 18, 19 years old. Who live on farms, they scream, "I'm never doing this, and I'm leaving here and never coming back." And it took about 10 years, and then I came back actually as a chef first, but the restaurant that I opened was actually supplied by the produce from the family farm. And the reason for that was that over my cooking career, I'd always taste produce, and I went in the restaurants, and I would always comment, it never really tasted as good as what grew on the farm. And so I have subsequently retired from the restaurant world, but it was always kind of a lark to retire to the farm. And my parents were of an age where they were needing to retire out, and I was looking for to take over the family farm.
And since taking over the farm, the both of you have utilized a technology past generations really didn't have a chance to, at least not before the past 15 years or so. Take us through how you utilize social media to improve what you do at the farm.
Well, I will say that it's been a benefit that I hooked up with a city girl and a graphic designer, and she is the brains behind the social media. I kind of dabble a little bit here there, but you know what, as you attest to, farmers tend to not like to talk about themselves as much. They tend to not be, they're very self-deprecating. And tend to not have that social media game, but that's where, of course, Tanya here beside me comes in.
I think farmers, for the most part, just want to grow, and then they realize, oh, well, we have all this stuff. What do we do now? So you kind of have to think about the selling part of it. But social media for us has been fun. We're pretty raw and honest on our social media accounts. Our farm journey is pretty much an open book. We treat our accounts as a virtual diary, first and foremost, so that we can look back almost and see what we produced, the work that went into it, and use it as a reference calendar for future seasons too. The memory tools on social media are our favorite tools. They're pretty helpful to see timestamp photos and captions and be able to use it almost like a farmer's almanac. Of course, we use it to announce to the public when and where they can find us, not to mention it's a great tool to impart some food education along the way.
So was it just a matter of taking some photos as a hobby and kind of having it all explode from there?
Yeah, in the beginning it was really, like I say, a virtual diary. And we almost wrote from a perspective not thinking anybody else would read it. just for us, really, and then slowly people started, following our journey. I think during the pandemic, there was a lot of folks who were looking outside for something else to, connect with in nature, and so maybe we became a little bit of a fantasy escape for some people in the city to follow along with, So social media was a very organic process.
Well, before I let you both go, I'm just very curious. Has the first generation maybe spoken up about what they think about your social media presence?
Oh, yeah, an awful lot. I think sometimes the first generation thinks it's a little too much like airing out dirty laundry.
Yeah, we get some flack here and there. The best part of social media for us as farmers is really the community that's created with other small-scale growers and gardeners. As we've shared our trials and tribulations, we get to see and learn from others at the same time on social media, especially knowing when folks a zone over are tapping their maple trees, battling garden pests, or prepping for a frost. This is information that a generation before us didn't have access to. Oftentimes you see lots of pretty pictures and romanticizing rural farm life, but the details are in the captions, right? You know, a carrot is a carrot is a carrot on the internet. But reading frustrations and or successes and processes is really like key information.
So what's next at Castle Garth Farms?
Well,
every year we say there's enough.
Yeah, every year we do say we're enough, except this year we've expanded our squash production. We've put in another 20 feet of potatoes, and that's not rows, that's wide. And of course, we always have delusions of grandeur at the beginning of every season that we're going to do more, and we tend to do more.
Right now he's trying to outdo his mother with how many tomatoes they plant. So
yeah
we're, the competition is real between ourselves. It's competitive farming.
Yeah. We did plant 100 different varieties of tomatoes this year, which is up considerably.
All right. Well, whether it's in the soil or online, the folks at Castle Garth Farms in White Lake continue to push themselves forward using next generation technology to make themselves known across the valley. Thank you both for taking the time out to speak with me. And remember, you can listen to all of our next gen farmer interviews at renfortoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.